I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Bolivia was hit with the worst flooding in 25 years, displacing 350,000. Crops were destroyed. It's been nearly 1 month since the onslaught, and people are still struggling. World Gospel Mission's Wings of Peace Flight Ministry is helping with relief flights in isolated areas. WGM's Jim Newman says their work may open doors for church planting.
We're working in areas where we do not have churches located at this time, so that will hopefully open doors to come back into the communities and set up a church or begin a congregation in some of these areas.
Financial support is still needed as many homes are still underwater. Next, many babies are thriving in countries with high infant mortality rates since Compassion International has teamed up with Baby Builders Exercise Program. Greg Keene says,
we have seen tremendous impact on the lives of mothers, both in their knowing how to care for their children and also in their own spiritual development. Having a child in a program with Compassion where the mother has become a believer because of this certainly allows that child a better opportunity to understand the gospel.
Pray that the sponsorship will continue to glorify God. And Greater Europe Mission has named Henry Deneen as its agency president. He'll succeed Ted Noble on September 1st. Deneen brings 27 years of experience in law, pastoral ministry, and missions. The transition comes at a strategic time for the ministry. The rate of Christian growth in Europe is one of the lowest worldwide, and the continent is recognized as a priority mission field. GEM has more than 400 staff members serving in 27 European nations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns. Get your free CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.